Welcome to a special episode of the Future of Business podcast. I'm April with Fast Future Publishing. In today's episode, I'm actually interviewing Dr. Vern Wheelwright, the author of the award-winning book, It's Your Future, Make It a Good One. If you heard the last episode that I dropped on Wednesday, you'll know that we're in the process of adding It's Your Future and the accompanying workbooks to our store. You can pick up the book on December 15th, and I should have the free accompanying workbooks added into our store and into the free download section of our site within the next few days. Check us out at fastfuturepublishing.com, and the link will be in the show notes. So, what is It's Your Future, Make It a Good One about exactly? Well, there's a lot you can know about your future, and there's a lot you can do about your future. There's a lot you can change about your future to make it the future you want. It's Your Future, Make It a Good One shows you, step by step, how to learn about the methods and tools that futurists use very successfully in large businesses around the world, and how you can use those same methods even more successfully in your own life, your career, or your business. Between December 15th and December 22nd, you'll be able to get It's Your Future for 20% off of the retail price when you use coupon code IYF20 before checkout. That's IYF20 for 20% off. Additionally, we've got a holiday sale going on right now for the Future of Business and for 2015-2016 State of the Future by the Millennium Project. The coupon code GIFT4FUTURE will get you 25% off of those books between now and December 31st. That coupon code is GIFT, the number 4, FUTR. Gift for Future to give the gift of the future to everyone in your life this holiday season. You'll also find this code in the show notes. If you've got the memory of a goldfish like I do, don't worry. Just follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, or sign up for our newsletter on our website. I'll be posting these discount codes and the release date for It's Your Future across all of our social media accounts. Now, on to the interview. Here's Dr. Vern Wheelwright to tell us a little bit about himself and his book, It's Your Future, Make It a Good One, available December 15th through fastfuturepublishing.com. So first of all, thank you for coming onto the podcast and talking with us about your book. So just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in futures and foresight.
Well, prior to getting into futures and foresight, I was involved in a small business. Actually, I owned a small business. I started in 1975. By the time I got to the University of Houston Clear Lake, I was getting close to retirement age. And I discovered the futures program there. And this was something that I had always felt that I needed. There should be a way to understand or anticipate something about where the business was going or even the business cycle. So I discovered the program quite by accident. I signed up for Wendy Schultz's program in World Futures and never looked back. Actually, I had enrolled in an MBA program. And when I discovered futures, I changed my major. I spent a couple of years there and loved every minute of it. Because I was so impressed by what I had learned, I thought that futures methods should be available for everyone. If they work for big business, why not for individuals? And so that was what I did for my research for my PhD. When I finished my research, I had a workbook. I did a few workshops and started to work on a book. That's the book we're talking about today. It's Your Future, Make It a Good One.
Before we get into the book, can you tell us a little bit about, from your point of view, what a futurist is and what a futurist does?
Essentially, futurists explore plausible and wildcard futures. When I say plausible and wildcard, we look at the positive futures, the negative futures, the future as though nothing was going to change it. It was going to be 5 years from now, not much different than today. But we also look at wildcard futures. What if something really incredible happens? ISIS would be an example of a wildcard future that 20 years ago we would not have anticipated. Now we're quite tuned into it. But there are things that are happening now, for example, life. We're all starting to live older and healthier. 10 years from now, we could be looking at very long lives. I tell my grandchildren to prepare to live to 100 years, and I think that they will. But there's also the possibility of 200 years. We don't know.
Whenever you got into the UH Foresight program and went on to get your doctorate in futures, What inspired you to write this book, and what makes it so different from other futures books I'm going to find out there?
I guess what inspired me, I was in a class, it was a summer class at the University of Houston, Clear Lake. It was a small group, but it was a group of very smart people. I really enjoyed this, just listening to these people talk. But I remember that after some of our classes, the comments, everybody should know this about scenarios, about strategic planning. Everybody should know this. And I took that very seriously. And that's what I went on to do in my research, was how to take these tools, these methods on studying the future, and scale them down to fit one person. They didn't automatically scale down. I discovered, for example, that whereas very large organizations worry about or think about the forces of change that are big, that affect most of the world or affect most of a country, but for an individual, the driving forces tend to be more internal, things that are going to be part of their life and future every day of their life. The activities that they do, whether it's going to school, going to work, with their hobbies or sports, or with their finances, or their health, or their social life, family, friends. All of these things are the real drivers in an individual's life. So that I had to research and come up with how these drivers would be useful in an individual's life. And other than that, I just took the same methods that other people were using, scaled down. And that's what the book is based on. It's how to do it book. It's really almost everything that I learned at the University of Houston is in this book. It is that simple. It breaks down into three parts. The first part of the book is about research and researching your own life. What is your life like now? How did it get here? What is your past? Understand your past. Understand the forces in your life that brought you to where you are today, and then look at those same forces and see how they are likely to affect you over the next 10 years. The second big step is take that information and create scenarios. Looking forward 10 years, what do you think could be happening in your life 10 years from now? And how did it come about? Which of the drivers were at work? Again, we look at the positive, the negative, and the no change area. And then what really big change could happen in your life, something totally unexpected. Finally, strategic planning. And I always emphasize whether I'm teaching a workshop or teaching a university class, strategic planning works. There is a lot of strategic planning that has just been done without serious thought. It's just the exercise has been done. But real strategic planning leaves you with a plan and a way to achieve that plan. You create a vision of your future, the future you want for 10 years from now, and then you create strategies to achieve that vision, and then a plan to make those strategies work, to bring them to life. As I say it, it sounds kind of complex, but it's really simple, especially when you bring it down to one individual. Can you imagine the complexity of scenarios and a strategic plan in an organization like Royal Dutch Shell, who was really the organization that brought scenarios to life as a method? But can you imagine creating scenarios and a strategic plan for a worldwide organization? And no. Then contrast
so complex,
that.
Yes.
Yes, then contrast that with a future for one person. So a few scenarios, a little strategic planning, it is so easy. But what's really remarkable to me is that it's such a great learning tool. Anybody can figure out how to do it in their own life. But once they've learned how to do it in their own life, you use it as a learning tool to scale back up. And then you can understand what's going on in the big organization around you. You understand why they have a strategic plan, and you can understand what the organization's vision is and should be. It's exciting to me.
It's very contrary to a lot of futures that I've been taught, because most of it is very organization-based, large organization-based strategic planning versus focusing back on the self, on the individual. But as I'm going through this workbook, as I'm filling it out, trying to figure out my own personal future, make my own strategic plan and how to implement it, what do you think the hardest step is that I'm going to face in doing this planning?
Well, I think that you do a certain amount of writing, so you probably won't have a big step. But when I do workshops, we get to the part about write out your scenarios, whether it's a page, whether it's a paragraph, but write out your scenarios so that you will see how these forces interact and how they can bring about change, so that you can contrast your positive scenario against your negative scenario. That's usually the hardest part. Everything else is really simple. And writing scenarios is hard only because people don't have confidence in their ability to write a scenario. Once you get them past the first paragraph, most of them will all have their heads down and really writing fast. I can't see any other part of it that is complicated. It's just that emotional hurdle of I've got to write a paragraph or I have to write a page.
That's not too big of a hurdle to overcome in all the aspect of coming up with your own strategic future. Because of all the things I would have expected to be the most difficult, that is not too big of a hurdle at all.
And that's partly because in the book and in the workbook, we break it down into really tiny parts, very understandable parts. And that was the intent, to make this easy for people to understand. And I've done classes with college students. I've done workshops with individuals of all ages. And nobody seems to have much problem with it.
So within the book and within the workbook, you break it down in individual steps. And then as a scenario comes, do you combine all of those steps together to come up with your scenario?
Yes. You combine all of the research steps, learning about the forces in your life, the way that those forces might interact, dealing with the events that are very likely to happen in your life. You know, you look at history and you can see people go through stages of life, and there are some events that are probably going to happen in your life. I talk a lot to people in their early 20s, and I can tell them with confidence that they're going to make half a dozen decisions during the next 10 years that will affect and change their whole life. They're going to decide to complete their education or how long they're going to take to complete their education. They'll probably move out of their parents' home. They will start a career or at least a job. They will think about marriage. They will think about children and make decisions. And each of those decisions will impact the entire rest of their life.
So you've done many workshops with this book and you've taught classes with this book. Can you share some of your success stories or maybe some of the aha moments that you saw as you're working through this process with people?
I'll try a couple of success stories.
Sure.
One of my very first workshops was for the World Future Society. We were in Toronto, had about a dozen students. One lady came from Turkey specifically to take this course. There was another lady from Mexico City. There were a number of people, but we had a really exciting and involving full day of doing this workbook. And it was all still pretty new to me. Two of these ladies, one of them went back to Turkey. She was an executive in a firm there. She was a distributor for pharmaceuticals. She resigned. She started a small company to teach young people, college-age people, about personal futures. She has grown that to now she's doing corporate futures as well. She's probably the best-known futurist in all of Turkey. She has put on some wonderful events. She invited me to speak at one of the first ones. She's invited a number of futurists whose names most people would recognize to come for these events in Turkey. She also translated my book into Turkish, she and her sister. I see her almost every year at the World Future Society event. A lady who came from Mexico, she was very quiet. She was not really confident with her language skills, I think. Guillermina was just a remarkable person. She went through that course. She teaches futures in a university in Mexico City. She has translated my book. She and her daughter did the translation together. They have done personal futures workshops all through Mexico, Central and South America. And they are very involved in foresight and future studies at a number of levels. She's very involved in the Ibero-American Division of the World Future Studies Federation out of Paris. But those two women, 12 years later, I'm still talking to them all very regularly, involved with them in futures. And I think they're wonderful case histories and they're good friends.
That's amazing that two women, two different cultures, two different countries come in and take this personal futures idea and run with it. I think that just goes to show how important focusing on your personal future can be and how impressive this book, It's Your Future, Make It a Good One, actually is. That's just amazing.
Well, thank you.
I want to thank you again, Vern, for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk with us and just tell us a little bit more about your book. So thank you very much.
Thank you, April.
It's Your Future, Make It a Good One will be for sale December 15th at fastfuturepublishing.com, and the coupon code for 20% off of the book is IYF20. But remember, that sale only lasts from December 15th to December 22nd, so don't miss out. And for 25% off of the books, The Future of Business and 2015-2016 State of the Future, use coupon code GIFT4FUTURE between now and December 31st. Thanks for tuning in for this special episode, and thanks again to Vern for taking the time for this interview. I'll be posting an episode of Vern reading his introductory chapter and the first chapter of It's Your Future, so be on the lookout for that. Until next time, I'm your host, April Corey, and I'll talk to y'all later.